Amy McGregor is kindly with us, the Kaihautū Māori Hinonga or Program Director, Community Wellbeing at Rotorua Lakes Council. Work is underway to return Tarawa Wakatawa to the Rotorua Lakefront as construction of a new whare waka begins. Moving the waka to the lakefront is the last major work for the lakefront development project, which began 4 years ago with a $40 million boost from the government and Rotorua Lakes Council. Amy McGregor is with us to speak of this kaupapa. Thanks, Amy, for joining us. Ko dail tēnei.
Kia ora. Thank you for having me.
Tēnā koe, Amy. I've enjoyed the changes that I've witnessed when visiting Rotorua, Amy. It has really reinvigorated the lakefront, which is neat, and this is part of the puzzle. Tell us a little about what is happening as far as the Wakatawa is concerned, please, Amy.
Sure. Yes, the lakefront is fabulously busy now with the works that we've done, and this is the last piece of the puzzle to be constructed. So we started, as you said, 4 years ago, and one of the first activities was actually moving the Wakatawa off the site to a temporary location, and now it's quite fitting that the last piece will be returning it to the lakefront in a location which is, I guess, pride of place, lined up along Te Tanakai Street to the view shaft towards Makoia Island. So it will be housed in a beautiful new whare, which is, you know, glazed on three sides, so very, very visible to the community, and with some beautiful, cultural artwork created by Lionel Grant, who in fact carved the Wakatawa in the late 80s.
And Lionel's an exceptional artist and craftsman. He obviously too would be interested in the design of the whare that will eventually house the waka. Has he been?
Absolutely. So we were very fortunate to have Lionel with us on our journey at the lakefront in terms of all of the works down there. I think one of the few benefits of COVID was that Lionel was, back in New Zealand and able to work here in our town. And so he's been involved in setting the brief for the architects. So he was with us right at the start and working with the architects at many, many design meetings along the way, through to that final approval. And then also in terms of he'll be doing some of the works that that are on the whare in terms of representations of different elements for Te Arawa and the stories that we want to tell at the lakefront.
It's a tourism mecca, a cultural tourism mecca, Rotorua. So I don't know if you've done any predictions, for instance, of how many people will see the waka when it's strategically positioned right there on the lakefront. It might be one of the most viewed waka in Aotearoa eventually, don't you think?
I think that's quite possible. It is right in a really prominent location, and as you say, we are a tourism mecca, and we have many, many manahuri coming to our town as well as our community. So we hope that they all journey down to the lakefront and see the beautiful development and enjoy it and get to see the Te Arawa Wakatawa.
Well, Lionel did this work back in the 1989. I'm led to believe. The architects who are building the whare waka, DCA, Architects of Transformation, have been working with Lionel. What can you tell us about those guys, the architects, and what sort of concept designs they've advanced here to make this whare that houses the waka extra special?
Sure. So they're a local architecture firm, which we always try to go local with our suppliers, wherever we can, so they know our place and they know our people, so that's fantastic. In terms of the design, as I say, that it was really important that its orientation and that the waka is very visible. There are other elements in terms of how there's doors at both ends to enable the waka to come out and to be used, which the Te Awa Waka Trust was a really important part of the design for them in terms of being able to take the waka out and be used either on Lake Rotorua or taken to other places as well. The elements in terms of the actual the roof has the ceiling, I guess, is a plywood ceiling with the proverb "Mai makatū ki tangarero," CNC'd into that, which is, I guess, fitting in terms of the orientation of the waka from makatū to tangarero. There are also the six kaitiaki kōruru, which represent the guardians or the rangatira that came to Aotearoa with the Te Arawa waka, will be positioned around the roof line of the waka, and at each end of the whare waka will be two anchor stones also as part of the design.
Tēnā koe. When was the waka last on the water? Is it ready to go, or when was the last time somebody took it out?
That would be a question for the trust. I'm not entirely sure exactly when it went out, but yeah. I know that right now Lionel has started some work on restoration, ready for it to be returned to the lakefront. So right now it's in its temporary waka outside of the Energy Event Centre at Rotorua, and is under some refurbishment.
Been nice having a catch up with you. Thank you very much, Amy, for sharing some kōrero with us about it. And to be honest, I haven't spoken with Lionel for a while. I might seek him out one day soon. Thanks for sharing some kōrero about the Wakatawa's new whare in the Sulphur City. Amy McGregor, the Program Director of Community Wellbeing at Rotorua Lakes Council. Thanks, Amy.
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for talking with us. I appreciate it.